Why don't we go on to your 64-year-old woman?
So this is a 64-year-old woman that presents with lumbar back pain. She's a former smoker. And in the investigation of the lumbar back pain and some increasing shortness of breath on exertion, she ends up having a chest x-ray, which was normal, and showed a mass in the right upper lobe. In the investigation of the lumbar back pain, she was found to have a lesion on L2, suggestive of metastatic disease. A PET scan confirmed that there was activity both in the lung lesion as well as in the lesion in the lumbar spine, as well as evidence of activity in the mediastinum. The patient had a biopsy of the lumbar spine, and that showed the presence of adenocarcinoma, which was TTF1 positive, an adenocarcinoma TTF1 positive. So it confirmed the presence of metastatic non-small cell lung cancer or pulmonary origin.
And what were you thinking in terms of treatment options?
So again, obviously there is always the option of a clinical trial, which we obviously have at the University of Washington, one clinical trial for first-line treatment of non-small cell lung cancer. But outside of that scenario, here we have someone that has adenocarcinoma, which is metastatic. The patient ended up having a negative brain MRI and did not have any formal contraindication for the addition of bevacizumab to a platinum-based regimen. Although, as I already outlined, I feel very strongly about the use of cisplatin in the curative setting, that being in the adjuvant setting or in combination with radiation therapy for patients with local advanced disease, I think that obviously in the palliative metastatic setting, one is to be much less dogmatic about that choice. But certainly the patient would be a candidate for a platinum-based doublet, and again, with no contraindication for the addition of bevacizumab, that would be part of the standard of care.